I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama.
He won the election. Now Barack Obama is preparing to once again take the presidential oath of office.
President to the United States faithfully.
Then I will execute.
Faithfully the office of President of the United States.
Okay, so last time there was a little flub, but now he's getting another crack at it. And at inaugurations, there are also parties, lots of parties. They call them balls. There's a ball for pretty much every state in the Union. There's a Green inaugural ball, an American Indian inaugural, one for African American churches. You get the idea. And there's going to be a Latino inaugural ball. It's more like a star-studded extravaganza concert at the Kennedy Center and hosted by star Eva Longoria. Mark Anthony is performing. Jose Feliciano will jam.
Life can be bright in America
if you can fight in America.
And Rita Moreno will entertain.
There aren't words exciting enough or good enough to describe how I feel about this. I'm jumping up and down like a child.
Folks going to the Latino inaugural ball are in for a historic spectacle. Rita Moreno, for the first time, will share the stage with another Latina star of Broadway, Chita Rivera. Both won accolades for their portrayal of Anita in West Side Story. And the audience will be a who's who of Latinos in politics. Moreno said they're going to get a night to remember.
And the people who are going to be in that show are so extraordinary.
Too bad Chris Garcia won't be there. He couldn't get a ticket. Still, he's excited.
It's history.
Garcia traveled from San Antonio to Washington, D.C. to witness the swearing-in.
There's only going to be one first black president, and there's only going to be one first black president to get reelected.
Garcia was an Obama campaign volunteer in South Texas, and his wife surprised him with D.C. plane tickets as a Christmas present. He quickly started asking around for tickets to the inauguration. He did get those tickets, and he'll be watching closely both swearing-ins.
Sonia Sotomayor will be giving Vice President Biden. She'll be performing the oath with him, and that's the first time a Latina judge does that.
Garcia said he will be listening very carefully to President Obama's second inaugural address, keeping an ear cocked for the words immigration reform.
With the Latino turnout and how important it was that they have to address immigration.
I'm going to take the president at his word that in 2013 his priority is to pass immigration reform.
That's Henry Munoz. Yeah, he's got a ticket to the Kennedy Center Latino Ball. He's got a front row seat. He's the event organizer, and he worked raising money for the Obama campaign.
It was one of the most incredible experiences of my life.
Munoz says there are multiple reasons for the celebration, not just Barack Obama's reelection, but also the critical role that Latinos had in that election victory.
Well, it certainly was a historic election. For the first time in the history of presidential politics, Latinos contributed more than 10% of the vote. I think it's an important moment to reflect on that moment, but also to think about what comes next.
And Munoz is certain that means immigration reform. And he said all that Latino political muscle gathered in D.C. will do more than party. They're going to hold a symposium to look at how to continue to build Latino participation in elections and turn that participation into power. And to borrow a quote from Anita from West Side Story, life can be bright in America if you can fight in America, fight in the political arena.